Okay, middle line of base. Good to see everyone. So we talked about being tochel kabaro, being sincere, inside and out. How the aron inside was gold and the outside was gold. And we have to be both ways. Whatever image we portray to the outside has to reflect what's on the inside. V'remez yeshol tzeh ba'aron atzmo. He says, but there's an allusion to the aron as well, the aron itself. She'af, this is so gushmak, so gorgeous. She'af she'aron hayazav mibechut mibefnim. True, the aron inside and out was gold. Aval hare emsioto haito shaleitz. Ostrom is getting worried. He's like, wait a second, the middle was wood. Oh, what do you mean? Inside and out is gold, but the middle was wood. Uvecholzo nechshav tochel kavaro. The aron was still considered inside and out gold. What do you mean inside and out? The middle was wood. It says, so gavaldik. So real. El shabal ramez al af shebavada yesh lanu chesronos. Because we have to understand true. We have chesronos. Even if somebody has chesronos, which we do, we have flaws. V'chol ma'aseinu einu la'olam l'shma, and our actions aren't always l'shma, and for the ribono shel olam. Aval mikol makom keva shiritzoneinu apnimi hu la'ashlim et atzmeinu. But nevertheless, if our ratzon, if our inner ratzon, our true inner ratzon is to complete ourselves, ein zeh soter et amitzas haTorah. It doesn't contradict the truth of the Torah. V'zeh nechshav afilu tochel kabaro. And we're still considered to be tochel kabaro. What do you mean? I've flaws, I have lackings, not everything I do is pure and sincere. Of course, we've got to try. We've got to be real. We've got to just try. We have to have that ratzon to be real. We're still tochel kabaro. Sharei apnimi hu shel zahav kmo chitzoni. Our inside is gold just like our outside. Rak yesh ksat eitz be'emsa sharech tikun. Shetzarech tikun. Okay, true. We have a little wood in the middle that needs a little bit of fixing. We have some flaws. We have some things we need to work on. We're a little sticky. We're a little fake. We're a little insincere in certain areas. We're going to work on it. We're going to grow. We're going to develop. We're going to evolve. But we're still sincere Jews. Sometimes Yetzer Hara gets us. Say, whoa, I'm not always so real. And maybe I have this. And maybe I do this wrong. We're humans, of course. As long as our inner desire is to be real and to try our best and to fix our inconsistencies as much as possible, that's what Hashem wants from us. But if somebody doesn't want to really grow in Yirat Shemayim, to complete himself completely, and if only his thoughts are, oh, how do I look? What's my image? What's my status? What are people saying about me? Then certainly he's not tochel kabaro. Kevin shehazav rak b'chutz v'lo b'fnim klal. Because the gold's only on the outside, not the inside at all. Vida shemisha osek b'torah mitzvah shelo lishma alav lakir litbonim heichan hu ochez. Somebody that's engaged in Torah mitzvah shelo lishma, he has to recognize and think and contemplate heichan hu ochez, where he's grasping, where he's holding. Sheim chol shev shekvar higil madrega shelo lishma. Because if he thinks, ah, I'm okay, I'm at the level of lishma, vade la'olam lo yasigotel. He certainly hasn't reached it yet. If he thinks, you know, I'm at the level where I'm lishma, Torah, mitzvos, inside and out, then you certainly have a lot, long ways to go. Adam tzrich ladat ba'atzmo, imaisav l'shem Hashem, l'shem kvodo. It's gavaldik. We really have to know, are our actions for the Hashem's honor, or for ourself, for our own honor? V'lo l'ramo tadatzmo, not to trick ourselves. If we're not there yet, just be real. Say, I'm going to work on myself. I'll get there. I'll shvitz. I'll grind. But don't be deceiving. Don't tell yourself you're there if we're not there yet. You could say, I'm not there yet. And that's okay. I strive to be there. And that's still being sincere. Insincere is if you think you've already reached this level of lishma. This is a gishmak. Omri maise b'chasi racha she yashiv lefnei rabo ha'admon. A chasi was standing in front of his rebbe. V'aya ochel su'da Shabbos. He was eating su'da Shabbos. And every time the chassid put food to his mouth, he would say, L'kavod Shabbos Kodesh, like Blumenthal does. L'kavod Shabbos Kodesh. Every single meal, every single drop, he was saying in front of the Rebbe, L'kavod Shabbos Kodesh. I don't know how he said it, but L'kavod Shabbos Kodesh. And with such enthusiasm, the chassid was trying to put on a show. Hitchil admon l'chol v'amar. Then the Rebbe started to eat and said, L'shem ha-beten shali, for the sake of my stomach, for the sake of my stomach. The Rebbe said that, for the sake of my stomach, for the sake of my stomach. Adam, meaning you have to be real. You have to be real. Telling the chassid, that's not where you're holding right now, that every single bite is for the shame Shabbos Kodesh. It's because the steak's kishmak. A person has to determine all his actions. Are they completely for Hashem? Miksat l'shem shemayim? Maybe a little bit l'shem shemayim? Maybe a combo mix? Or kul l'shem atzmo? Or if they're entirely for himself? But the bottom line is to be real. To acknowledge we have faults, we have deficiencies and flaws, but we're trying our best to fix them to the best degree possible. Shkoach.